Well, I want to say a big thank you to you all, and I know many of you have prayed for me over these, prayed for us, Marion and myself, over these 30 years, and there have been some very, very faithful prayers in this church, and I want to encourage you to carry on praying for Jamie and for Claire and their family. One of the things we can give thanks to God for is during this year, God has given us the gift of Jamie and Claire. And so I want to encourage you to support them and pray for them during this year. Well, we've come to the end of the year. And we're going to look at a psalm which is really the end of the journey for people who were going to the temple. But first of all, I want you to see if you can recognize these people. Who is this? The Queen, okay. And next one? Roger Federer, yes. And this one? Yes, someone we don't know, a refugee. Now, I want you to think about these three people, and what can we say about them? What about the Queen? Why is she important? What do we do when we think of her? We respect her, that's right. She's the Queen of this country, the Commonwealth. So we respect her, we honor her. What about Roger Federer? What about him?
We admire his talent.
We admire his talent and his achievements. He's probably the second best tennis player. What about the third one? What do we think about him? Sorry? Yeah, we feel sorry for him. We see the needs that he has, and we say we need to do something to help him and all the others who are refugees. So what we are doing is we are looking at them, recognizing who they are, and therefore how we should respond. So to the Queen, we recognize her position, and we show respect to her. For Roger Federer, we recognize what he's achieved, and we applaud. We say, that's wonderful, the way he plays. We see this young boy, we recognize his need, and we say, we need to do something. We need to help him. And that's what Psalm 134 brings out, recognizing who is before us, and then responding in the right way. Now, there is a special section in the Psalms of 15 Psalms called the Songs of Ascent, Psalm 120 to 134. And these were songs that the people, as they went up to Jerusalem, would be singing as they went together. And probably as they went, somebody from far away would start on the journey, and then as they came to a village, others would join in, and I think the young people would have said, this is exciting, we're going up to Jerusalem. And so there would be a small number to begin with, then as they go through the villages and towns, more and more people would come and join them. And these songs of ascent would be songs that they would sing. And what's interesting is that there are 15 songs. And when you look at them, they're in threes. So that Psalm 120, the first one, is about being in trouble. So that the first verse, I call on the Lord in my distress, and he answers me. So Psalm 120, the people who are going up to Jerusalem, they're singing about the difficulties of life, just like we've been thinking of today. That sometimes we have very big challenges And life can be very difficult. So Psalm 120 talks about some of those challenges. Psalm 121 says that God is the all-sufficient God. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. So we pray to God because of our difficulties. He is the maker of heaven and earth. He is everywhere. He knows everything. He knows us. And then Psalm 122, there is contentment. I rejoiced with those who said to me, "Let's go to the house of the Lord." It's as if they've trusted in God and they've experienced his peace, his contentment. And so that's how the Psalms go through. Troubles, but God is sufficient for all those troubles. And when we trust in him, we can find peace and contentment. And the Israelites would go up to Jerusalem 3 times a year for special festivals. The Passover, the Festival of Weeks, which was the beginning of the harvest, and then the end of the harvest. Well, let's have a look then at Psalm 134. Psalm 134. And let's read it together. So if we can have the next part as well, Graham. So let's read this psalm together. Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made heaven and earth. Now, young people, children, what word is repeated in that? Bless. Okay, and we'll be looking at that. What other word is repeated? Lord, that's right. The maker of heaven and earth. The one who can give all that we need. Now, I want this side to say the beginning part of it. So, from come up to the end of the Lord. Say it to this side. So all here, you say it to this side. Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord. And then this side, I want you to say the last part of it to this side. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made heaven and earth. So probably what was happening was that as the people came up to the temple, and they've been on a long journey, and maybe the children were all excited. This is maybe the first time they've come to the temple, and they want to see the temple. And they say, come on, let's go. And maybe dad says, no, we're tired. We can go tomorrow. And the children know that we can get round dad. We'll ask mum. And they say to mum, come on, mum, can't we go to the temple? And mum says, yes, yes, okay. And she persuades dad. And they all go up to the temple. And when the people come up to the temple, working in the temple were the Levites and the priests, those who served in the temple. And maybe they were there at night. And there would be people working in the night, praising God, doing the work in the temple. And so the congregation as they come, the people as they come, they are saying to the people, to those working in the temple, come, bless the Lord. We want you to bless the Lord. And then the priests, the Levites, their response to the people is, may the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made heaven and earth. So there's that response. Now, what I want to do is just think about that a bit further. The first part is a call to worship. The people are asking those working in the temple, worship God. Come on, let's worship God to bless the Lord. And there's great importance in encouraging each other to praise God, to bless the Lord. Sometimes we don't feel like it. And that's why it's so important that we come together as a church, as a congregation. Because sometimes we wake up in the morning and we feel, this is not a good day. I don't feel like going to church. And we need to then come to church. And as we are together with others, it's as if they are saying to us, come on, let's bless the Lord. Let's together praise God for what he's done for us. Sometimes we need to do it to ourselves. And that's what Psalm 103 that we started the service of is all about. It's the person saying to themselves, now come on, bless the Lord. Don't forget all that he's done for you. Waking up in the morning and saying, okay, you want another half an hour's sleep. You've had a terrible day, and as you think about the day ahead, it sounds terrible. But come on, don't forget all that God has done for you. Don't forget what he's like. Come on, bless the Lord. So there's the call to worship, and I think we need to begin every day like this, saying to ourselves, come on, my soul. Come on, Harold. Bless the Lord. Just remember what he's done for you. Just remember who you are, a child of God. Come on. We need to begin each week like this. As we come together on a Sunday, come on, let's bless the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. We need to begin every year like this. Come on, people. We're going to praise the Lord. So there's the call to worship. And then it ends with the benediction, the last part, where it's receiving God's blessing, where it's opening ourselves to receive God's blessing. It's saying, I don't know what's ahead, but you're the maker of heaven and earth. You're able to provide whatever I need in 2018. May the Lord bless you from Zion, the maker of heaven and earth. So as we begin each day, we say, Lord, I don't know what's ahead today. Please give me what I need. Pour out the riches of your grace on me. As we begin each week, we do the same. As we begin 2018, we say the same. Lord, I'm here. I'm opening myself to you to receive your blessing. Well, what does it mean? And I've got the book ends there. Sorry, can you go back, Graham? Thanks. The book ends there. If we think of the call to worship as the beginning, that's how we should begin. And the end, the other book end, is the benediction. All of life should be in there. So that we're praising God, and then we're putting ourselves before God. And everything in our life is there in between. Well, what does it mean to bless? Now, if you read a lot of versions, like the NIV version, it doesn't say, come bless the Lord. It says, come praise the Lord. Because I think there's a thinking that, well, how can we bless the Lord? It's God who can bless us. How can we bless the Lord? He has everything. He has all power. He has all knowledge. How can we bless him? Well, we need to recognize what bless means. Bless simply means you recognize who is before you and you act accordingly. That's what we were thinking about when we saw those first three slides. You see who is before you and you act accordingly. So when we think of God, He is the maker of heaven and earth. We recognize what He is like and we act accordingly. So we respond. So if we think of us and God, He is the maker of heaven and earth, so we praise Him. We thank Him. We put our lives before Him. If we think of God and us, He sees our need. He sees our weakness. He sees our struggles. And He meets those needs. So we bless God, and He blesses us. Well, I don't know if you've made any New Year's resolutions for 2018. Maybe you're thinking about doing more exercise or eating a bit less of something. I want to suggest three resolutions from this psalm for 2018. First of all, let's get a clearer picture of God. Let's see more clearly what God is like in 2018. We're pilgrims on a journey. And as we go through 2018, God is our pilgrim companion. God is going with us. So let's see what He is like. Let's see His character. Let's see what He has done. Let's remind ourselves of His promises. And let's walk each day with God. God has given us this wonderful book. And He says, this is what I'm like. Well, let's determine that each day we will learn something more about God from His book, that He's given as a gift to us. This is what I'm like. Now, I want you to walk with me each day. Secondly, let's joyfully trust in God. Sometimes we find that difficult, and we read the verse that Paul has in Philippians, rejoice in the Lord always. And we find that very, very difficult. That's where we need to be together. We're a community of pilgrims. And as the people went up to Jerusalem, they were stimulating one another. They were encouraging one another. And some of them probably struggled with things on the farm and all sorts of troubles. And as they went together, they were encouraging one another. Well, let's do that. And let's sing, praising God. Let's trust Him. Let's obey Him. That's the importance of meeting together like this, the importance of meeting in small groups. And Paul talked about the grace group that has met together. And we have the life groups. That's the importance of meeting in small groups to encourage one another. And then lastly, let's have open hands towards God. He has a treasury full of supplies of grace. It's never going to run out. Everything there that you and I need for 2018. What we need to do sometimes is just to stop our busy lives. Stop what we're doing. We get running around so much, doing this and this and this. Let's stop and just open up our hands to God and say, Lord, give me what I need today. What I need this week, what I need for this year. Let's open our hands, our hearts more towards God in the year. So 134 is all about pilgrims reaching their destination, the temple. And you and I are pilgrims going to the new heaven and the new earth. And one day, we will be there. But on the journey, let's learn more about God. Let's joyfully trust Him more. Let's open our hands to Him to receive from Him.